They dug a grave for Guy Courtney beside the wagon road and wrapped his body in a blanket before they lowered him into it. "He was a vile bastard," Tom murmured in Sarah's ear. "He deserved to be left with a hyena, but he was my brother. And my brother-in-law on both sides, and I was the one who killed him. That will be on my conscience for the rest of my life." "Let it sit lightly, for you are without guilt," Tom said, and they looked across to where Verity and Mansair stood hand in hand on the far side of the open grave. "We are doing the right thing, Thomas," Sarah said. "It does not feel like it," he grunted. "Let's get it over with, and head out for Fort Auspice. Dorian is wounded, and even if he is now a king, he needs us with him." They left Zama and Muntu to fill in the grave and cover it with rocks to stop the hyena digging it open, and Mansair and Verity followed them down the hill to where Small Boy had the two gold wagons inspanned. Mansair and Verity walked hand in hand, but though her face was pale, Verity's eyes were dry. Jim and Louisa were waiting at the wagons. Both had refused to attend the burial. "Not after what he did to Louisa and Georgie," Jim scowled when Tom had suggested it. Now Jim looked inquiringly at his father, and Tom nodded. "It's done." They mounted and turned the horses' heads down towards the coast and Fort Auspice.